But how are you?
But what I'm saying is that if you want to know the Rex Stout, I've been hearing this. But you know, women on the women's side, women used to live there, men used to live here. Wherever we went, women were segregated, men were segregated. Although we lived as one family, but Baba was the jack in between. Yeah. So that's how it was. With women, of course. Well, Baba used to keep them engaged in these stories, read the story, or Mani would read them. Not read as we read, but Mani had to imitate the voices of different characters there. That's how Mani was the favored reader for Baba.
She said she did 12 voices once,
yeah.
For one reading.
Whatever it is, yeah. She was very, she is very, you may call it, should I use the word clever or intelligent?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how it was.
Tears, what she did.
With us, of course, it was, we had to obey. We had to be great dancers around him. To dance to his tune. Whatever tune he plays, we had to dance at any place. Whether you don't wait for the dancing floor or anything else. You have to dance without your shoes or anything like that. That is obedience, dancing to his tune. Whatever tune he plays, immediately you do it. He may ask you to go and, you know, remember the day that man had come over here, I'm giving an example.
No.
The man had come over here, you know, convey to him the message that I will not be available, I told him to come back, not available at that day, on that day. So go and convey to him, which man, who man, where, can't say, where can I find him? That's our responsibility. Trace him out, find him out, go contact him on phone, get the address, whatever it is, you have to do it. That is dancing to any tune that he plays.